You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome, everybody. You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you. And pick up your copy today. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't
over. Right before I die, I got it. Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome. God bless you and thank you for tuning in today. You're listening to Kingdom Sound. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. We're located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida, where our wonderful pastors are. Pastor Thomas Robinson and Pastor Teresa Robinson, you're always welcome to come join us at one of our services. I'm your host sitting in the studio today, Minister Andre Jordan, and I'm just thankful to be here, thankful for all of you. I just want to take a moment to say thank you for tuning in. Thank you for faithfully listening to the broadcast every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. God bless you. I pray that the word of the Lord is an encouragement to you, and I pray that you're growing. Amen. That the word of God is causing growth, causing us all to shift and see from God's perspective and live victorious lives. Amen. Walk out victory. So, Father, we thank you today for another opportunity just to be here. This platform that you're using, Father, to bless the people of God and to even draw hearts to Christ. Father, we pray that souls are being saved by the word of God, that people are being reminded God loves me, God is for me, God is here, God has not forgotten me. So I praise the Lord today, and we just ask Holy Spirit, speak forth through your vessel what message you want the people to hear and know today. I pray and I ask in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. So this is the day the Lord has made. It is marvelous. It is wonderful. Even if it's raining, whatever it's doing, this is the day the Lord has made, and we're rejoicing in him. We're rejoicing in his goodness. We're rejoicing in who he is. I just want to talk a little bit about the Lord. I woke up the other day, and as I woke up, I just kind of was singing the word faithful, faithful, faithful. And we've got to recognize the attributes of God. One attribute of God is that he's faithful. He is faithful. Faithfulness is so important. God shows up. We can count on him. We can depend on him. So in every situation and circumstances, we can count on him. What is it like to have a faithful friend? What is it like to have a faithful person in your life? I have friends that I may not see. Years could go by that I don't physically see them. But when we pick up the phone or reach out and touch one another, there are still like we saw each other yesterday. We just pick up from where we left off. That friendship, they know I'm faithful as a friend. I haven't changed. God is faithful to us, dependable, reliable. God is faithful. And so I feel like today let's talk about his attributes. We can never fully say, I know all there is to know about God. No, we're growing and learning him, learning his attributes. The scripture says that we can know, therefore, that the Lord our God, he is the faithful God. I believe it's Deuteronomy that has that scripture. I'm going to try to give you where I said it before we get off the air. But God is faithful. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is faithful. He is faithful. He never stops being faithful. He never stops being faithful. We can trust Deuteronomy 7 and 9. Let me flip to it really quick so I can quote it. I was paraphrasing it, but I want to quote it. I love accuracy as much as possible, to be accurate in the scriptures. Deuteronomy 7 and 9. It reads, know therefore that the Lord thy God, he's my God. Personalize it. I'm in a relationship with the Lord. Sometimes on social media, people post their relationship status. Today, I want to encourage you to know you're in a relationship. If you've accepted Christ, and if you haven't, you can accept him today, right now. If you've accepted Christ, to know that you're in a relationship with the Lord. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is faithful. First of all, it says he is God. So let's remove all doubt as far as who God is. But he's faithful. He's the faithful God, which keeps covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commands to 1,000 generations. I'm going to read it in another version. We're looking at Deuteronomy 7, and I'm reading verse 9 to you. I read it in King James. I want to read it in a different translation as well. Verse 9. Give me 1 second. I'm flipping to get it. Okay. Understand, it says, know and understand, therefore, that the Lord your God is indeed God. I'm not confused about who God is. Many times people are, they say, that's my truth. That's what I believe. I don't believe like you believe. But I want to say today, I believe this whole scripture, 66 books. I know that God is God. Know, therefore, that the Lord your God is. He is God. Do you know indeed that God is God? The God of the Bible, Jehovah, Jireh, Jehovah, Shalom, Jehovah, I am, Jehovah, Yahweh. Do you know with an surety that God is God? Do you know with an surety? Can't be moved. Know therefore, unshakable, I know he's God. I know God is God. I know the God that the Bible speaks of is God. I'm not confused about all these other little g gods in the land that people talk about and worship. I know he's God. It says he is the faithful God. God is the faithful God. God is the faithful God. It says who keeps his covenant. Who keeps his covenant? Who keeps his written word to us? Who keeps his covenant? He's covenant with us. Just like there is a marriage covenant, or there might be a covenant, a treaty, a bond. This nation is in covenant with that nation, and they promise and they write it all out. God keeps his covenant with us. He does not go back on his word because he is faithful. He is faithful. So he does not go back on his word. It says the faithful God who keeps his covenant for 1,000 generations and he lavishes his unfailing love on those who love him and obey his commands. So he's faithful and he lavishes us with love. Think about making a peanut butter jelly sandwich. You take that peanut butter. First, you take those two slices of bread and you open them up. Then you take that jar of peanut butter, only just for Peter Pan if it's me, and you spread on that peanut butter as thick as you like or as skimpy as you like, depending on the thickness of peanut butter that you like. God lavishes us with love. So you take that peanut butter and you lavish that bread with love. And if you're like me, I want every bread surface covered. But God lavishes us with his love. He smears it. And that's why I brought up the analogy of the peanut butter sandwich. He smears his love on me. He smears his love on you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. He smeared his love on you through the birth, death, resurrection, and power of Jesus Christ. Christ, God has smeared his love on you. Even those that are listening that have not accepted and received Christ, he smeared his love by sending Christ. Jesus smeared his love by being willing, Father, make me a body, prepare me a body. I'll go and redeem this man you love so much. If we could only understand how much we are loved of God, he has smeared us with his love. Back to the peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Some of us smear on jelly. And you take the other slice of bread and you smear the jelly on and you smooth it out as much or as little as you like. If you're like me, no lumpy jelly in my peanut butter sandwich, please. But you smear it on the bread. God has smeared. He's covered us. I'm smeared in his love. I can't get away from his love because he's in covenant with me. Imagine, the Bible teaches us that marriage is to be likened. Our marriages are to be likened to Christ in the church, where Christ has smeared us with his love, where Christ has loved us with an everlasting love, and he takes care of us, and he's faithful to us, and he provides for us, and he protects us. God has smeared us today. He says that he has loves us to 1,000 generations. His unfailing love. His love won't fail because we started out saying he's faithful. His love won't fail. His love won't change. His love won't dry up. His love won't turn to hate. His love won't turn to betrayal. His love won't turn to backstabbing. His love is unchanging. He loves us even when we deny him. Even when we don't love him. Even when we're unfaithful, he loves us. The Lord is faithful. My God is faithful. Your God is faithful. Know therefore that the Lord, first of all, know this. He is God. I don't care what other God somebody trying to talk to you about. You better know your God is God. The scripture declares he's God. The scripture can be proven that he's God. It's proven. It's witnesses. There's eyewitnesses of what Christ has done. You can stand on the word of God with an assurance and an assurity. The Lord is faithful. He's a faithful God. Let's look at this. Faithful. Loyal. Steadfast, constant, devoted, unwavering, dedicated, committed. We said he's in covenant with us. Trustworthy, dependable, reliable. He's faithful. He's not unfaithful. He's faithful. He's a faithful God. Guess what? You've placed your trust in the right one. Our holy God, I am that I am, the God, creator of heaven and earth. You've put your trust today in the right one. He keeps his covenant faithful. He keeps his covenant to 1,000 generations, and he lavishes his unfailing love. Faithful, his love don't fail. His love don't crack. His love don't stop. Relentless, pursuing you and I with an everlasting love. He loves you today. Faithful in his loving of me and you. Faithful. Keeps his word to us. Keeps his promises. Keeps his covenant to us. It says, to those who love him and obey his commands. Mike, check right there. Do we love him? He is faithful. He is God. He keeps his covenant. Now let's flip the script at the end of verse Deuteronomy 7 and 9. At the end of verse 9, it says, who love him? Who keep his commandments? Can the word faithful be used and ascribed to you and I? Can God say, my daughter, she's faithful? Can God say, my son, he's faithful? What is the testimony of our lives back to God? Are we one that loves him? Are we one that keeps his command? He says to us, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. And he says in my commands, they're not hard. They're not grievous. If you love me. So today I want to say to us, God is faithful. Deuteronomy 7 verse 9. How about me? How about you? Are we faithful? God, we're challenged today. There's a challenge from the scripture. Are you faithful to God? Are you faithful in your word to him? Are you faithful in your actions? Are you faithful in your deeds? Are you in alignment? And let me talk from a personal space. Am I faithful to God? Am I faithful in my words to him? Am I faithful in my actions to him? When you see my actions, can you see his word? Can you see alignment to his word? Am I faithful in my deeds? Am I faithful in my responses? Am I faithful in my opinions? Am I faithful in my perspectives? Am I faithful to God? Do I love him? Do I obey and keep his commands? So I'm loving this. The verse tells us all about God's faithfulness. And it says, those that love him, those that keep his commands, they are those that he will lavish his unfailing love again. He's going to spread it on thick like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich that when you take a bite, you can't hardly talk. His love never ends. Unfailing love, eternal love. That's the Father. The Father's love. He's lavished. He's poured it out upon us. Today, receive his love. Embrace his love. Sometimes we try to love people and they resist our love. They don't receive it. They don't embrace it. And yet we try to love them and you got to fight with them. And you're just trying to show them love, but they don't know how. Perhaps because they have not encountered the Father's love. But today we're talking on his faithfulness, and I'm bringing in love in this conversation because he's faithful in his love of us. God is faithful in his goodness towards us. When we think about his faithfulness, we can just go down the list. He's faithful in being good. He is God. He's faithful to us. His goodness. He operates from a position of goodness. It's who he is. Only goodness can come out of God. We want to be like him. We're called to be like him. Only goodness should be able to operate out of us because we have his nature. When we've accepted Christ, we have the nature and DNA of God in us, and it's going to produce what's in us. If I have his nature and DNA, when you check my God blood check, do a God blood check on me, his nature is going to come out of me. His DNA is going to be present when you run and check. Who is the Father? God is my Father. I have his nature. I have his DNA. The blood check will prove. The blood check of Christ Jesus will prove I know him. He lives in me. I've been changed. I've been renewed. I've been transformed. I'm a new creation. I have the mind of Christ. I permit it to be in me. God is faithful. God is just. Justice. Justice is who he is. He executes justice. What he does is always right. He never can do evil. He never can do wrong. He never can be unjust. It's who he is today. He's omnipotent. He's faithful. All power is his. He has all power. He can do it. What we need, God can do it. God can make a way. God can give us the answer. God can give us the insight. God has the mic. God has the count. He's faithful. He's faithful. I'm driving this faithful bus. I'm driving it home. He is faithful. We can trust in him. He's faithful to his word. He's faithful to his promises. He's faithful in our lives. He's faithful to what he's spoken. Prophetic words we received as children, as teenagers, as young adults, as seniors, wherever we are in life spectrum, he's faithful. He didn't forget that he told you, I'm going to make you this. He didn't forget that he told you, I'll make you the head and not the tail. I'll make you above only nine. He's faithful to his word. We have a part to play. Be faithful. Deuteronomy 7:9 says he's faithful and he lavishes his love, unfailing love, on those that love him, on those that are in the covenant with him. Listen, we can be in covenant with people. They leave or break the covenant and they're no longer in covenant with us. Is that you with God? Is that me with God? God say, we're in covenant. I'm faithful to you. But we see in the book with Gomer, in the book where he told him to marry the woman that was unfaithful and she took lovers and she left her children with him. And she, God called him to marry her, to represent and show how he's married to our unfaithful selves. And we sometimes don't do what we're supposed to do, but he says, I'm married to you. I'm married to the backslider. He would that we would repent and turn from sin. I'm flipping through the Bible to find the book Hosea that he called to marry a woman of the streets, an unfaithful woman. And he assigned him to marry her, to show us ourselves. God, show me today. Show me as you challenge me in my faithfulness. Help me, Father, to press into you more. Press into more of your words. Father, where I've been unfaithful, where I've been lacking steadfast, where I've been wavering, where I've been in and out, God, help me stabilize my feet. Get me planted in you as I plant in the word. Help my roots to go deep in you, that I'm stable, that I'm steadfast, that I'm unmovable, that I'm always abounding in the work and in the word of the Lord. God, develop faithfulness in me as we look into this Deuteronomy 7:9 and we see how faithful you are, and we're called to be like you. As he is, so am I called to be. So I'm called to be faithful. I'm called to be faithful in my love walk. Can the love of Christ be seen in me? When you know me and when you encounter me, do you consistently encounter the love of Christ? Do I have 26 personalities and you say, I don't know about her coming and going. She like this one day and tomorrow she like this. But is there consistency and faithfulness in our lives? Those that proclaim the name of Christ, are we faithful? Are we consistent? Do we walk in his love? Can people say and see the goodness of God in us? It's not ours. Let me correct that. I don't have any goodness. It's him. His goodness in me because of my covenant with him, because of his Holy Spirit dwelling in me. Christ said, I must go away, but I'll leave you a comforter. I will not leave you alone, because then I'll leave you to your own devices. And we saw that train wreck through Adam and Eve, who were not even left alone, but the enemy still got in and crept and gained access. But the Lord said, I give you a comforter. He's given us, he's so faithful that he gives us the Holy Spirit. He gives us a comforter to abide with us forever. I don't want to go a day without the Holy Spirit. Thank you, God, for your faithfulness. Thank you for your generosity of giving us and empowering us with the Holy Spirit of God. Help us to be faithful in our relationship with you. Help us to love you back. Help us to receive your love. Help us to receive what you've done. Help us to obey you. God, ask so little. Love me. keep my commands, obey my commands, love your neighbor as yourself, loving with your whole heart, mind, and soul. God, teach us faithfulness through your word. Teach us faithfulness through the example of Christ. Christ was faithful. We're challenged today in faithfulness. We're challenged today in consistency. We're challenged today in dependability. Can your minister, pastor, overseer find you faithful? Is that in your job? Is that in your description? Can you be described today? Can I be described as faithful? God, help us to come up in faithfulness. Help us to come up in loving you. Help us to come up in obeying your word. Help us to come up in obedience. Help us to come up in imitating and following after Christ. Christ is our blueprint. Christ is our pattern. Help us to come in alignment and agreement with your word. Help us today, Father, today to celebrate and praise you for your faithfulness. Praise you for your love. Praise you for your goodness. Praise you for your justice. Praise you for your power. Praise you for your mercy. Praise you that you're immutable. Praise you that you're holy. Praise you that you don't change. Praise you for your loving kindness. Praise you for your grace. Praise you for your mercy. There's so many things to praise the Lord about. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praising him, say something good about him. Praising him, say something good about him. Not just praise the Lord, praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his goodness to the children of men. Praise him for we can bless and we can praise him. Deuteronomy 7:9 is where we started, but the Lord has got me all turned around thinking about his faithfulness, thinking about his goodness. I declare the Lord is faithful. I declare the Lord is good. I declare his goodness. I declare his loving kindness. I declare his mercy. I declare the Lord is truth. The Lord is truth. Truth begins and ends with God. He is truth. He is just. He is holy. He has all knowledge. His word is my truth. His word is my reality. I live in that place. He is good. He is kind. He is faithful. He is mercy. He's compassionate. Thank you for your compassion towards us today. Father, we celebrate and honor you today. And the people of God declare, God is the Lord. God is faithful. He is God. We serve him. He is holy. Father, we thank you today for Deuteronomy 7:9. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for a fresh awareness, a fresh wave of faithfulness, a fresh realization of the faithfulness of God. I pray today that the broadcast has blessed you. May you and I be faithful, and may we remember God is
faithful.
Hello
and welcome, everybody.
Amen.
You're listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are the radio broadcast ministry for Victory International Praise Ministries. Our address, 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. I am super excited to announce today the release of Apostle Thomas Robinson's brand new book entitled The Paradigm of Man and Earth. You can get your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, Apple Books, Google Play Books, Kobo, Walmart, and Target. This book is anointed, and you're going to be blessed at the hidden revelations of the paradigm of man and earth as God unlocks to you the profound connection between the creation of the earth and the birth of humanity. It's going to bring you into a greater knowledge of your identity in Christ and who God has created you to be. God bless you and pick up your
copy
today.
Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m., and we are located at 250 North Babcock